what's going down, y'all. Come the worst, my peoples come first. You know the deal. Worst come the worst. When worst come the worst, my peoples come first. It's the worst here on 720 WGN, our segment we do every Tuesday night from 10 to 11, where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. And we've got plenty of prizes tonight. 312-981-7200. We'll be doing this all hour. 312-981-7200. You can text, you can call. Let's have some fun, right? Good guys to have in studio if you want to have some fun. The Defiant Thomas Brothers. Yay!
Hey!
Seth and Paul Thomas, they got a new show, the great sketch comedy group from Chicago that has been performing. I know there was a time you took off, but there's, I would say, what, 12, 15 years now or something like that?
Yeah, I guess our tombstone's 2002 to 2006.
Yeah.
2015 till Jesus.
There you go. Yeah. They got a new show, which is at Stage 773, that starts this Saturday, October 1st.
Where is it, Justin?
It's Stage 773. Good to see you guys. How are you, man?
It's good. We're good. Yeah. We're good.
All right. So let's, first off, I mean, you guys have been doing shows at Second City just recently. And before that, you had a show. How is it to actually work on new material and put a show together that isn't sort of going back to the greatest hits?
Stressful.
Yeah.
And fun. Yeah. It's fun. You know, it's you. I mean, before, like you said, before it's like, oh, let's retool this and then comb through it, and then with the new with the new show, it's kind of, we were talking about it, like it's kind of like that sophomore album for her artists, yeah. Right? You know, like that first one. Right. I've been singing these songs for 15 years. You know, I was at Ray Ray's Barbecue Chicken House doing these songs, right? And now you've only got like a year to put out like a whole good album. And you're just like, right.
You
does
decide,
this work?
Do you go conceptual? Do you go live album? What do you got to do? You got to figure something out.
Yeah.
Well, that's the difference between stand-up. You work stuff out and find what's written. You know, you know as well as anybody. It's not like, hey, you know, let's go to sketch night at the whatever to work these out
Tuesday night,
55
night,
times.
Right.
You're like, yeah, so you're...
No, you got to do them like the first time people see it will be Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Right, I love it, though, man. I'm excited.
Yeah. The worst part is knowing going in that it's obviously not all going to... You know what I mean? No matter what, you're going to find
but
stuff.
But that's the fun of it. The fun I know, is the but energy that's the, yeah. of like the Band-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Like when you know it's you miss something or it's not working and you guys use, you know, your great comedic talents to make it work. That's the fun part. Which pretty much means one of you guys is going to strip to your skivvies, you know, because the bit's
there's
not working.
Skin. We got
there's some skin in this show. There is some skin in this show.
There is skin.
You know, it was just like, what should we wear for the scene? Nothing.
Yeah. That's a surefire. Yeah. It's surefire.
Yeah.
It's, you know, listen, look at you guys.
We had to get in shape for this one.
Yeah.
Actually, this
was,
yeah, we did.
Burpees. The worst.
The vanity is a powerful.
Burpees are the worst.
Vanity is a powerful motivator.
Yeah. All right. Paul and Seth Thomas, the Defiant Thomas Brothers, are going to be at Stage 773 October 1st. All right. Let's play the worst. Let's start off tonight with Pete Zimmerman. Of course, Pete is the kicks us off every night. All right, Pete, what do you got prepared for this week?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
Well, this is going to be layered. That's the worst. When you get a phone call, first, that's the worst. It's calling anymore.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And you get a call from a person, and they leave a message. And you listen to the message, and then the number is different from the number that's on your phone.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And then you have to, like, find, like, that I can't,
is,
like, just call back.
Call me at 773.
Yeah.
Well, the number says 312.
Right, right.
Yes. You're trying to find a pen.
It's
right,
modern
like,
technology.
Hey, remember this remember this number for me. 312-575.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the worst.
That's as bad as people calling you from a landline. I did this the other day where I text somebody like five times. I'm like, are you coming on the show? And I'm like, they're not answering this. I don't understand. Then I called them. They're like, you know, Johnson Solutions. I'm like, oh, this is your work line?
Yeah, yeah.
What is this?
Right.
This is, come on, guys. Everything should be textable.
I leave my number. I call from a cell. I still do that out of habit, though.
Yeah,
I leave my number like it's not right there, but then I repeat it at the end slowly. I'm just trained.
Okay, but it's 2016. The worst is voicemails at all. Like, why do it?
Why do it? Yeah.
I see your number.
Right.
I don't listen to it for three days.
I know who it is.
I have to commit to set aside
time. Right, right. I only check my voicemail to get rid of the light. just to get rid of the little audio tape.
Right.
Whose idea was that to use audio tape symbol
for
voicemail?
Well, I mean, there's so much there. I think that's a good starting point for people to call in. 312-981-7200. Let's get some people on the line. Let's do some text. You can win. Okay, we got some prizes to give away. The fifth annual A Leg to Stand On Rocktoberfest at City Winery. It's coming up. So that's cool. Wow. You have to go to Rocktoberfest. I've always wanted to go to Rocktoberfest.
Is Rocktoberfest like the Springfield where like every state, there's like 17 states one with the Rocktoberfest?
Every state has a Rocktoberfest.
Yeah. I think this is like, it's just called Rocktoberfest. I don't know.
What is, I wonder what the first one was. It's got to be a special thing.
Yeah, right. But it's cool that this is the fifth annual, it says.
So where is it?
At City Winery.
Ooh, I like that place.
Also, we got a Lou Malnati's gift certificate and a pair of tickets to an evening of music with Broadway composer Stephen Schwartz. So we get a lot of variety tonight. All right, Paul, why don't we start with you? What's the worst? What do you got for the worst?
Well, I think I'm going to start a race war here because...
Good start.
Is backgammon. Because you might get some call-ins here. I just like, that's the game in your house. You're like, who plays that? Who plays that? So that's like, I do. So I'm doing an informal black survey in the building. It's like, oh, did you play backgammon?
No.
Do you know the rule? Right. It's just like the extra board that you turn your checkerboard over to set stuff. You could leave rings on that. Your mom doesn't get mad when you set your cup on there.
You've talked to two different black people.
I have a survey.
Yes, I play black games.
I've got, and of course, 66%.
Both of them represented all blacks in America. Let me make that very clear. And this is not sarcasm. This is real.
This is real. But I want to know this. I want to know, is this actually a thing? Because we had this whole decked out thing. So I'm like,
in your family, they play back games.
Oh, yeah. There were like at least two different sets. There was the small travel set. There was the large set. There was the velvet set that only played if your grandfather came over.
If you tell me about that, I don't want to go to your parlor. I just assume if you play backgammon, you have a room called a parlor.
Yeah, possibly.
So I really want to know the racial...
Breakdown of
backgammon, specifically.
Specifically backgammon.
Specifically. So this is like Cuban dominoes. You know, you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like you grew up like, right. Again.
Right. Well, the worst is getting a spanking because you used the dice to go outside and gamble with your friends. And so now mom can't play backgammon because you done took her dice.
That's very relatable. That's a relatable worst.
Yes,
all right, well, let me throw it out to the listeners, 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst, but we'll also, you know, we'll answer Paul's question.
Is fan the flames.
Backgammon
he got a backgammon set.
Is it a predominantly black game? I don't know about that. I feel like I had a backgammon set growing up.
You did. We had them, but nobody played it. And you didn't do it. You set stuff in there. You put your Star Wars action figures in the nice one to carry around. Otherwise, it's on the backside. You flip it. It has a little design. You trace it for designs for school because it looks like stained glass.
Well, the callers are calling in, so that's... So
there we go.
Here we go. 815 says, I am white. I do not know anyone else who is white who plays that game. Hilarious. All right. I think they're just playing you here at 312-981-7200. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll play the worst. Stay with us. Playing the worst here, 312-981-7200. Paul and Seth Thomas in studio, the Defiant Thomas brothers, no relation. They are their sketch group, great sketch group here in Chicago, and they got a show that's coming up here at Stage 773 starting on Saturday. Good to have these guys in studio, and the burning question is about backgammon, so why don't we get to it. Ron, you have an issue with backgammon. Do you play it?
Yeah, but, you know, you don't have to be black, white, green, or whatever. I mean, I've been playing it since the 70s.
That? How old are you, Ron? How old are you?
69.
See? We just talked about it. I think it's, right now, in my head, it's two-thirds of black people based on my sampling of three black people tonight, and then people over age 65.
Yeah.
So but, I think you're fitting in there. So that's, you know.
You're right, though. You don't have to be a color to play. You just have to have a sweet board. Let me ask something. How many die do you have?
Well, let's see. Three, four? I don't know.
There you go. Do you have the velvet cups?
Who's calling
you have
you,
the
Ron?
Sweet? Yeah, who's calling you? Answer that.
No. I have a
landline.
A leather one and a cardboard one. It depends on which game, you know, which travel game or solid game.
Wow.
So it depends on if you want to do it on an airline.
You can do it all. All right. All right. Thanks, Ron. Yeah, so. Thanks for giving us an insight to who plays backgammon. 630 says, let's see. Are you all familiar with the common backgammon travel set? of tacky vinyl and plastic, likely with lead poisoning.
Yep.
While we white folk had leather case and ivory game pieces lined with baby claw fur. Come to think of it, no, we never played it. Displayed it, though, probably on the Travel Edition.
I just got a text from my buddy Jim that just said, I'm pretty sure I gave you mine because I didn't play it.
Exactly, see? All right, let's get back to the game. 312-981-7200. Seth, you got any worse?
Worst is people who just stop in walking down the sidewalk and they just stop, you know, because they can't text and walk at the same time. So you just stop. And I just want to kick him in the back, but then I feel like I'd be the wrong one, right? You know? But it's like, you just stopped. I want to walk up your back. But
I do that, though. Yeah. I passively aggressively go as close as I can and then really make it like I barely dodged him. Because they have to know.
I had a situation today.
If you can't text and walk, walk.
I had a Michigan Avenue situation where there was a guy who was walking. Two guys were walking slowly. And so I got right behind him, and you're trying to get around him, and they're kind of, you know, taking up the whole sidewalk. And this other guy comes up, and it's almost like Shake and Bake from, you know, Ricky Bobby. Like, he just, like, slingshot. He gets right up on my back, and then he cuts me off to cut in front, and then he turns left. And I was super annoyed. He turned left to go into the side street. I thought for a second, I'm like, should I? I was going to shout. I was going to stop and shout and be like, have some etiquette. We're all trying to get somewhere. And I didn't. I said it in my head. It was like a whole Life of Walter Mitty moment where I was like,
even if you're the one and they get mad, at least it will remain in their head that they did something wrong. That's why I feel it has to be said.
It's like
a falling down moment. You know, you got to tell these.
You
got to
tell.
You got to let them know.
On the divvy bikes, is going to Lakeshore last couple weeks, when couples go next to each other in the bike lane, and they're just going, you're like, you can't do that. You got to go single file. It's your romantic little divvy bike outing. You got to go single file. That's how that works.
Divvy bikes are the worst.
Come on now.
Yeah.
I'm a divvy bike fan now.
Yeah. The idea of riding in the street and the only thing protecting me is a painted white line. It's not safe. That's the worst. The worst is the painted white line. Give me a small 2-foot concrete rail that I feel safe behind. Right. I'm good. But half of Chicago can't even make left turns.
That's why you go to the lake where there's no cars. That's the only place I go.
You got to get to the lake.
That's why you go to the closest one to the lake and you walk your bike. Look both ways.
That's the worst.
Times.
People who don't know how to make left turns. They start turning immediately when they come out of it. No, you're supposed to go straight a little bit and then start turning.
I love the free association here. All right, so 708, let's get right to it. 708 says, you know what's the worst? Serving size on food labels. The serving size would sustain a toddler, and the last thing you want to do is a math problem to figure out how much sugar is in my Arizona fruit punch.
I have to concur. And say that those are the worst are the Euro serving size. Like, get to America. We don't like plate on our plate. You know what I mean? Our servings are huge. You know, give me a box of cereal that goes like 4.
630 says, worse than Pete's, my number spells something specific. So my father, a certified genius, has been misspelling my number for 20 years. So, of course, every now and again, I get a message from a stranger woman at that number telling me, you don't know me, but your father called again. Really great.
I want to know what the number spells.
Yeah, right? 815 says, the worst is when you wake up to yourself having a sneezing fit and you end up biting your tongue in the process.
Ouch.
Yikes.
That's a
night.
That hurts.
630 says, the worst is when people throw trash or cigarette butts out their car window. That's so 70s. It's so 80s.
That is so, you know, I saw a guy one time like throw a whole like Big Mac meal bag out. I was like, dude, that's way too much litter. You should just,
really?
You know?
I mean, I think we're still okay at the etiquette point. If someone takes a lit cigarette and throws it out, you're like, but yeah, a full Big Mac meal
out the window. No.
Paul, where do you fall in on the litter? I have a
problem with cigarette butts. With people, here's the thing. It's a consistency thing. When we go climate change, people go, do you think small things like it, whatever? And it's that person. And then they smoke and then they throw a small cigarette butt. Like somebody has to clean that. It's the same principle of these things building up.
Yeah.
We think this is insignificant.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's got to be.
I say if you don't believe in climate change, then flick your butts.
Yeah.
But if you're getting mad at other people and then flicking your butt in the street, you are
the problem.
630 says the worst is talking to your dentist.
Yes. Or no, your dentist talking to me. You know I can't answer.
Yeah, they go, you're lean back in the chair. As soon as your dentist touches his nose with a gloved finger and then says open, he wants to talk. So how's your day?
Right. It's been a while since I've seen you.
So how's the family? That's so good. So good. So good. 773. The worst is when I wear a velvet smoking jacket to party and people touch the jacket saying how nice it is to feel how nice it is. And then they proceed to literally rub themselves all over my jacket while I'm wearing it to feel what it's like.
Velvet. Velvet is like gravity to hands. Like you can't see velvet and not touch it.
Oh, that's so good.
And then you have to rub it the
you
wrong way.
You have to rub it the wrong
way.
You
got a Johnny Gill. You got to do Johnny Gill it. You know? Because you have to know. You're like this, but you're like, what happened? Oh, it makes this thing. It's a different reflection. Then you try to draw your name in it, but then you can't because you have to go the other way.
I love it.
Right.
All right, 312-981-7200. I have some more backgammon stuff. We'll get that after the news.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's on.
This is a ticker.
Paul Thomas, Seth Thomas, Defiant Thomas Brothers. Their new show starts Saturday, October 1st at Stage 773. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and play the words. Stay with us.
Don't call me when I text you. I don't want to talk to you. Text back. Don't call me when I text you. I don't want to talk to you, text back. Don't call me when I text you. I don't want to talk to you, text back. Don't call me when I text you. I don't want to talk to you, text back.
There you go. Don't call me. The Defiant Thomas Brothers in the studio. This is not just a sketch show. You guys are you're breaking out tracks.
Oh, we got tracks.
We got tracks.
That's great. Well, that song will be featured in the new show that's at Stage 773. Defiant Thomas Brothers, Paul Thomas, Seth Thomas in studio playing the works tonight. Good to see you guys. The show is Saturday night, Stage 773, up on Belmont. What time?
10:30 p.m.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at you, old timers.
A little riskier. I know, right?
Late nights. I know. Doing a late night thing.
I like it. All right. All right. Let's get back to the worst here. 312-981-7200. The worst, 630 says, the worst is having a germaphobe in the family. Nothing is ever clean enough, and you go through a ton of bleach wipes.
Yeah, I think you just make that an ex-family member.
Yeah, you just don't visit often.
You just bleach them out of the family.
Yeah, exactly. Wipe yourself away from here.
815 references a earlier text. The worst is people who wear a velvet smoking jacket in public.
In public?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to think where I've seen that. Does this happen in nature
yeah.
much?
Yeah, does that happen a lot?
Is this...
Are smoking jackets still a thing?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to a party on a Saturday and you're like, hey, everybody, take a look at me. I got the smoking jacket. It's like a party game.
Yeah. Yeah, I just always think life, you know... life.
Where's the backgammon?
Right.
I'm learning this.
Paul walks in with the backgammon.
Right.
Yeah.
Like a briefcase.
All right, 847. The worst is being stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic when you really have to go to the bathroom. Yeah, that's
pretty
kinda,
standard. That's standard fare.
262's got a great one. The worst, being on vacation when the work does fantasy football, missing said league, listening daily to fantasy football talk at work.
And this is in 1995, before we had the technology that allowed us to.
You know, fantasy football is the worst, though.
I think it's the worst, and I think Pete will agree. Because I'm in fantasy baseball, like my championship, and it plays out. And I, for the last 6 weeks, it's been so dumb and so intense over nothing. I'm like, the Seattle Mariners second baseman, I don't know what happened. He's over 4. I don't know what happened. Yeah. And, I mean, Pete has been the most gracious friend. There's even texts that'll come on a Sunday like, ooh, Matt Carpenter, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I've sucked him in. I feel so bad for him and his family and the fact that he's interested in my dumb baseball. But I do think that fantasy talk with people who are not in fantasy land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been out it for a while. We got picked.
Well, it just messes up. It messes up your whole perspective of sports because everything's like individual and numbers. It's like, oh, I don't know about it. Yeah, but that guy.
Right.
That guy's awesome.
Great for coaching kids sports, too.
Yeah.
Fantastic for coaching kids sports.
Yeah. It really is kind of messed up because your allegiances get messed with.
Yeah.
Because, like, I will still not play guys that are playing the Bears, right?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Then you're like, why didn't I?
Yeah. Why didn't I? Yeah. Right.
But that is the reverse properties of football. Right. You're like, well, I'm paying for them to win because they'll be great.
Maybe I should pick all the guys this week that are on the Detroit Lions.
That's the boo yes, you know, where you go – you know, it's Dez Bryant goes for 80 yards. He's on your team against the Bears. You're like, boo! Yes!
Yes!
Boo! Yes!
705 says the worst homers. Like, in the sport? Or you mean like homers, like dorks?
Or just in
or
general.
Even the word. Who says that?
Right.
Do people really say Homer?
I say Homers.
Oh, yeah, it was a great Homer.
I say Homers all the time. I think everybody in the political business is a Homer. Like, what? The worst are debates. What are they there for? You've already made your decision last February.
I throw in the ref.
You're just a homer.
Ref. Oh, the ref's really. I'm like, if you say the ref and you use the word ref, I really think you never played sports. Oh, the refs. Come on, refs.
Come on, refs. Like, what are you doing?
You think
come on,
that's
refs.
Lingo that you're like, we say the officials.
Come on, ref. It is lingo.
All right, let's keep going. 202, the worst is when you're at a family gathering and your mother keeps bringing up your previous perfect girlfriend in front of your current girlfriend.
Oh. Winner.
I think that's when you have an ex-mother.
That's when you have an ex. Bleach wipe her
you bleach
out
her
of the
out.
House.
You bleach her out of the family.
Send her home with her velvet jacket and her backgammon board. And
yeah,
wrap.
She's definitely got a backgammon
board. She's got a backgammon board, that mother
She knows
does.
How to play it. We yeah. have them. It's about knowing how to play. That's when you cross
that's
the
right.
line.
That's right. She knows how to play. It. Actually, she wins. She has a strategy.
Oh, oh, wow. Strategy. You know what you should do? Oh, my gosh.
Could you imagine? All right.
Is there a fool's move in backgammon like you have in chess?
That's
the first thing
like
you
a
learn.
Strategy, yeah.
Other so, than but learning, seriously, other like, than learning, other than learning the rules, your, that's a fool's move of backgammon.
How do you shut your mother up though? Like, what do you say?
Yeah, what do you say?
What do you do? Like, you just.
I think you just go, whatever, mother.
Yeah,
mother.
Or then you pull your girlfriend aside and just go, she's crazy. You just throw yeah. your mom under the bus, right?
Or you say she wasn't.
Or you just go, was dad your first choice?
Uh, 262 says the worst is you spend all day cooking an anniversary spam, but you end up eating it alone.
That's not real.
That's not real.
That's not real.
Anniversary spam?
That's also an age thing because the person used spam and they know what spam is, the original one.
Right.
So that person, that's not somebody under 30.
Right.
Look it up. Let's find that one. Mystery.
Well, there's one 262 is like the worst is the company I worked for and then they named the company and that's it.
I agree. Yeah, that company.
Yeah, right. Right. I don't know.
All right.
It's Pan Am. Oh, it's Pan Am.
It's Pan Am, right?
A bad one. Here's, yeah, it's right. 847. The worst is when you hit the brakes to avoid hitting a squirrel, but get rear-ended by the car behind you, and then come to find out that you still hit the squirrel, and now it's roadkill under your car.
Oh, man. That's rough.
That's
rough. Hit this. Just kill the squirrel.
Unless the squirrel was texting, then it deserved
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tom. Tom, what do you got? What do you like, Tom? What's the worst?
Oh, the worst is when you take a boner pill and then you get into an argument with your girlfriend.
That lasts 4 hours.
Four hours of hell.
Tom, do you just because of the circumstances, do you quickly try to rectify the situation?
Yes, you do. Get out your erector set and just have some fun.
No, not by yourself.
That's amazing.
That was not what I meant.
That's
I meant
amazing.
Just try to make up with your girlfriend. That's what I meant.
Yeah, you just take matters into your own hands.
All right, there.
Yeah, you rectify the situation.
No, you just say sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
I set it
sorry.
Up. I set
yeah.
Tom up on
yeah,
that.
You
yeah,
did.
You gave
really
yeah. That was a good T-ball.
That's a terrible word choice. But, hey, you know, sometimes it's Radio Volleyball.
Hey,
yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll get we'll wrap up the worst. 312-981-7200. We got some more to come in. And also, we will give away some prizes to the winners. Sound good?
It's going down,
to find Thomas Brothers in studio or playing the worst, 312-981-7200. You can check out the Defiant Thomas Brothers at Stage 773 on Saturday. So just sketch show. Just I mean, how great is it to just get back on the saddle? I mean, you guys were just doing a show
at
Second City, but to go through the process of starting a new show, it's got to be tight. It's got to be fun.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're not sleeping this week.
Yeah, we haven't slept. You know, four techs. You know, that's the great, you know, tech can only be at 10 to midnight, right? After everyone's already done.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, yeah.
It's not like when we were in our 20s and you're like, now you have to wait for families and all this.
Right.
And there's a lot of rationalizing. You're like, we got that. You're like, we can do that one tomorrow. It's like, it's just like homework. You're like, we got it. And you're like, why? We have the full time, you know, but we're like, we're not that young.
You're like, let's just look at Facebook on our phones.
Yeah.
I just, it's great.
Tweet about it. That's work.
Right.
We're working.
We're working.
Pictures,
Instagram that.
All right, 646, the worst is at the gym when you get an eyeful of droopy male side boob.
Oh, you said get. I thought you said see before.
Yeah.
So get that's
get an eyeful of droopy male side boob. How do you ever unsee that?
You don't.
But see, that's the unseeing. I thought you were talking about actually getting when you're playing. Is this person playing or watching it in the locker room?
I think they're in the locker room.
They're in the locker room. Nothing. They look to the side. Yeah,
right. That's nothing. It's, you get it playing when you're playing with the guy, and the guy's just a grizzly bear, and it's just sweaty, and you're that all over your, you know.
The worst
shirts
is the
skins.
The worst is the guy with the moobs who's got his shirt off, and they're perky. You know, that's the worst. It's like, dude, get some droop.
Get some droop. Is preferred.
Like, droop is preferred.
Yeah, it is hard to understand the perk.
Yeah, I don't get that one at all. Like, yeah.
312 says, the worst is a bad mic. And then Prince says, make sniffling sound here, please, Justin. It's a debate joke from last night.
Oh.
I was supposed to follow the...
I'm sorry, we were rehearsing.
Yeah, sorry.
We missed it.
How was it? Was it fun?
Well, I mean, there was 80... They anticipated 100
yeah,
million.
Yeah, what was it?
But it ended up being like 84.
Did they beat the MASH finale? Or no? It's two other things. It's when JR, the season after JR, and the MASH finale, and what else is there?
Luke and Laura's wedding. Yeah. That still might be all-time greatest viewing.
My favorite part was tonight, Donald Trump had a press conference on the tarmac, wherever he was, and he's like, look at all these people. You know, it's like, yeah. Just bragged for about 10 minutes. And yeah. The big thing is like, last night was really exciting for me. It was a great night. He's like, I mean, hey, I don't know, like 85 million people. It's the biggest event of all time. No one's ever watched a debate like that ever. I mean, that's a pretty good success. Like, that was he was just super into the ratings. Like, he
right,
just
got, right, like, right.
He is.
I mean, the you know,
he's a celebutant, you know, yeah. Like, you just, I mean,
I just was amazed that he was like, yeah. Hey, yeah. Everybody wanted to watch me. What do you want?
Well, yeah.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
You know.
All right. So let's, so it's 312-981-7200. I'm going through the text to make sure we've got them all. There's a lot of backgammon in here, but they all, almost every single text, just ruins your theory.
Really?
Yeah, it's all people saying I'm white and I play backgammon all the time.
Great. See, there.
I think that's there. White guilt going in here. And also, did they set their ages in? Did they send their ages in as well?
No. Just accept defeat. Accept defeat. No, it is an Olympic sport.
I'm going to call
it's on
Smith.
Its way.
How much does it cost to do a Smith research thing? What's
there coming? I don't know. Like, can't be focus. Can't more than $15.
Right. It can't be that much.
Yeah. This is not over.
Yeah.
I'm going to have black or white backgammon.com. Just something
that, well,
just to find
the,
out.
It looks like 815-773 and 630 have all made the worst is our presidential candidates. So just that theme has continued over and over. And
yeah.
Over
yeah.
It's kind of boring.
It is. Yeah. Well, the worst is that both of them will be the oldest ever elected, and I don't think any of them will make it 3 years.
You think just those?
Yeah, I mean, either no matter strange, who wins, they die in 3 years. They're dead.
We're going back to the Harrison days of.
I was just gonna say, what's
William Henry Harrison?
We got 76 days. Got pneumonia with like a 3-hour speech.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a wrap.
630 says the worst is as a Cubs fan making fun of crying Cards fans and finding out they're crying is not because of the team losing. Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know what that means. Like, maybe their friend is crying. Like, I think I lost my dog.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, your Cardinals, too bad they lost. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I thought you were going with dead grandma on that one.
It could be dead grandma. I went dead
possible.
Dog. Right.
You softened up on dog.
All right, so let's get through this. All right, I've got three choices, three prizes. Third place is going to get you Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. We'll find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Number two is going to get you a pair of tickets to an unforgettable evening of music with the Broadway composer, Stephen Schwartz. Mm. He shares live performances and behind-the-scenes stories from Tony Award-winning musicals like Pippin, Godspell, and Wicked. It's going to be at the Mack Center at the College of DuPage. Friday, October 7th, call 630-942-4004. Tickets.
I want that.
And first is going to get you a pair of tickets to the 5th annual Leg to Stand On Rocktoberfest.
Rock.
At City Winery on Thursday, October 6th, join leaders from the financial services industry for a night of rock and roll and acoustic music to benefit also on their mission of providing free prosthetic limbs and corrective surgery to kids suffering from limb disabilities in the developing world. Get tickets at altso.org/Rocktoberfest Chicago. All right, that's going to get you number one. Or Rocktoberfest is always going to get you number one.
Those are some sweet prizes.
All right, tell me, you guys tell the audience about the story as I rack these up. Go ahead. Or about the show coming up on Saturday.
All right, the show is at Stage 773 on Belmont. It's Saturdays, 10:30. It's the Defiant Thomas Brothers.
Sketch comedy.
We are some a sketch music in there. Comedy duo. Mm-hmm. Scenes, mm-hmm. songs, mm-hmm. routines. It's about being funny. One of us is black. One of us is white. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that important?
It's really important. It's really important.
Based on his backgammon conversation.
Just to protect me in case
just
I got to make it till Saturday.
Yeah.
After that, I'm a backgammon.
It should be fantastic. You know,
there's posters. Going.
All over the city. There's some
The CTA.
There's some posters on the CTA. I think.
Right, you got it. Yeah. Keep going.
You can go to Stage 773's website if you want to get tickets. If you bring a backgammon mm-hmm. board, mm-hmm. you can mm-hmm. get $2 off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where you go to third world countries. There's a bunch of backgammon boards in their garbage. Mm-hmm. They're just burning them while they're playing checkers and chess. You know, they're just using them for tables. Even the people who learned how to play are like, just give me. Mm-hmm. Give me something I can use.
Yeah, no,
it's a stupid thing.
It runs for 8 weeks.
Old white people back in the U.S.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
The Defiant Thomas Brothers. We run for 8 weeks. Stage 773. Defiant Thomas Brothers.
DefiantThomasBrothers.com.
Google. Good. Yeah. We're on Instagram. Defiant Thomas Brothers. Twitter. Def Thomas Brothers.
Yeah. MySpace.
We
were on MySpace.
We were on MySpace when we started. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's still a thing.
Is it still exists?
It still exists.
No, I mean, is our profile.
It probably does still exist. Do you remember our password?
All right.
No, but Tom does.
Yeah. Would it kill you guys if you knew that I was ready all along? I was just enjoying
it. Not at all. It was just
improv.
Yeah. That's.
All right.
We just keep going. DTB.
DTB.
All right. Here we go. Third place tonight. This is going to get you a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. This goes to 630, who said, Justin, where are we at? I got to find it. Sorry. Here we go. Worse than that, okay, so third place is that my father has been misspelling my number for 20 years. So, of course, every now and again, I get a message from a stranger woman at that number telling me, you don't know me, but your father called again.
Yes.
Realty or reality? That's what the spelled number is.
That's a winner.
That's a winner.
That's a winner.
All right. That's
or are they asking us?
Second place. Goes to, I don't know who, I don't have the number in front, but, okay, the worst is talking to your dentist. You lean back in the chair, and as your dentist touches his nose with a glove finger and then says, open, starts the conversation. How was your day?
Yeah. 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 Do you play backgammon?
And number one tonight, this is it. All right, are we ready for number one? It comes from 202. The worst is when you're at a family gathering and your mother keeps bringing up your previous perfect girlfriend to your current girlfriend. Oh, that's bad. That's bad news, right?
That's really bad news. That's bad news because she was perfect.
And now you can take just your current girlfriend to Rocktoberfest at City Winery.
Yes.
And leave your mother at home. Seth Thomas, Paul Thomas, the Defiant Thomas Brothers, Saturday night at Stage 773. Thanks for being here, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Justin.